opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, this is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to our urban story. Let me start off by giving you the call-in number because your voice is important to what we're saying, what we're doing, and for America. The number is 973-925-4559. And I want you to just put that number down, and when you feel the urge, just give us a call, and we'll put you on the air. Miss Diamond is going to tell you about what we're going to have that's very special today.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our urban story. It is Saturday, October 12th. It has turned into a beautiful day in here in New Jersey. At the 3:30 hour, around 3:35, we're going to have Hal Shurtleff of Camp Constitution from the Boston area. He will be calling in. He's a very good historian. So we're going to let Mr. Shurtleff tell us about his organization and talk to us maybe about some impeachment history and how he feels about what's going on. I have my personal feelings and Barbara has hers. But we'll hear from him around the 3:35 hour. A lot to talk about as usual. The main topic, I think, for the last 2 or 3 weeks has been this impeachment inquiry farce. And it, ladies and gentlemen, it is a farce. Why do I say that? Well, the latest that we've learned about the whistleblower, and I'm putting in quotation marks around the whistleblower because I don't believe this is a true whistleblower, is that not only is he a registered Democrat, he used to work for former VP Joe Biden, which makes this really a compromising situation. So to me, he's not a true whistleblower. What's more explosive than that, in my view, is that the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, representative from the state of California, and his team reportedly met with this quote-unquote whistleblower before the complaint was filed and may have helped him draft the whistleblower complaint. Barbara.
Well, you know what? The whistleblower has to have a whistle.
Right.
And he has to have some air to blow something.
True.
The Ukrainian president has already called and said that what they're saying about our president is a lie. There was no forcing anyone to do anything. No carrot being held in front of anyone.
Quid pro quo.
Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, this is all made up. Our president is out. He was in, what is it, Minnesota and
yes.
also
Louisiana. Last night.
Mm-hmm. My goodness, he has a lot of energy.
Yeah.
But at one of those rallies, you know, I'm not sure which one it is, but he said something very important. He said 19 minutes after he was inaugurated. Mm. They he read in the, what is it, the Post, the Washington Post.
Correct.
That they were going to try to impeach him.
Wow.
Now, those were his words.
Wow.
And this has been ongoing. And I wish the American people would call Nancy Pelosi, call Naylor, call all of them, Shifty and all of them, and let them know that you're getting paid from by the taxpayers. And we're not paying you to try to impeach the voters of America. We're paying you to do what your constitutional responsibilities call for you to do. And we're sick and tired of all of these whistleblowers with no whistle, no air, nothing to blow. You know, after the Mueller report, that wasn't good enough.
Right.
So you're trying to create something now to divert our attention from the fact Joe Biden's son, mm-hmm. Mitt Romney's son, Nancy Pelosi's relatives, I'm not sure if it's her son.
Son.
Are all involved in the scam and the monies mm-hmm. that were obtained from Ukraine.
Correct.
The Ukraine. Giuliani, on the 10th of this month, claims that Ukrainian company paid Joe Biden $900,000 in lobbying fees. You see, they want to keep talking about an anonymous whistleblower, but now all of a sudden you have some identifying characteristics. He's a Democrat, et cetera. There's nothing to blow. There's no whistle. What about this $900,000? What about Nancy
Barbara,
Pelosi?
Barbara, let me stop you there, because right, that's kind of new to me, honestly. So not only did the Ukraine, there's a company in Ukraine, Burisma, who paid Joe Biden's son in excess of $50,000, some say $83,000 a month, with zero experience, zero expertise. Are you saying to this audience that former VP Joe Biden himself was paid by the Ukraine? Let's see. It's from the New York Post.
Yes, October the 10th.
October the 10th, 2019. Headline. Giuliani claims Ukrainian company paid Joe Biden himself.
Absolutely.
$900,000 in
fees. Now, let's concentrate on those things. Let's concentrate on all of the corruption involving Romney's son, Pelosi's son, Biden's son.
And Romney's son? I thought it was Romney's.
Not Romney's son. My mistake.
But, you know,
Romney's, go ahead.
Business associate.
Is it tied into all of the Ukrainians? His business associate.
Correct.
That's right. Let's concentrate on those factors. Right. Do we ever wonder why people like Joe Biden can be in Congress all of these years, Nancy Pelosi, all of these years, and they accomplish nothing as far as the common defense and the general improvement of the quality of life for Americans? You know why? Mm-hmm. They're busy getting rich. Mm-hmm. They're busy enriching the pockets of their relatives. That's why. What have they done to improve the general welfare of the American people? Tell me, please.
You know, let's just go to Nancy Pelosi for a moment. She's been in Congress for far too long, over 30 years.
And Biden.
Makes less than $200,000 a year, yet she's worth around $100 million.
Yes.
Her area is Northern California, the San Francisco area. There are, I don't know how many Californians at this time, as we're speaking,
homeless.
Without power, homeless.
Mm-hmm.
California has one of the highest homeless rates. California is out of control. I would like for the president to do a rally in California to help the Californians, because they're very discouraged. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has mandated that all universities, hospitals, something like that, I have to get it straight, must perform an abortion. Mandating that if a woman wants an abortion, must perform. So they're focusing on abortion, paper straws, illegal aliens, while the state is falling apart. Okay. California is the golden state, and the leftists are ruining it.
Can I just say one thing? There has never been any time that I can remember in my lifetime that a woman on welfare was not able to get an abortion. If that was, if that happened, you know, we would hear the people in my area, like Harlem, screaming. They've always had abortions available for them at the expense of taxpayers. As a matter of fact, even though when you look at the poverty index in New York City of black people, there is no doubt there's something that in the milk isn't clean. Poor people don't worry about getting an abortion because they're readily available. We have more black babies murdered by abortion than born in New York City. And I bet you don't have that many women, black women in New York City, who are far above the poverty index level. So in other words, poor people don't have any problem getting abortions. And for these people to keep pushing abortion, 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 why don't they push securing our borders?
Right.
Why don't they talk about making sure that people who are coming into this country aren't coming in with communicable diseases, aren't human traffickers, are not involved with the drug cartels, the drugs that are killing our people? Why aren't they concerned about whether or not these people who want to come into this country have criminal records or criminal tendencies? you know, as far as I'm concerned, we have enough of homegrown criminals. We don't need to be importing people who are or letting them into our country who have criminal tendencies, who have communicable diseases, or any of those things, putting our American citizens at risk. What did Nancy Pelosi, what are people like Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Elizabeth Warren, et cetera, of Joe Biden, what are they doing for the American people? And I say zilch, nothing, nada.
Thank you, Barbara. I mean, it's amazing to me how the Democrats are really failing the American people. Now, going back to this quote-unquote impeachment inquiry, it is not an impeachment inquiry, and the White House has stopped cooperating because they have to take a vote in the House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi is avoiding that because she's trying to protect quote-unquote safe Democrats. Democrats, well, she's trying to protect Democrats in red districts. She wants to keep them safe. But if a Democrat who is supposedly moderate or conservative is not speaking out against this farce, this kangaroo court behavior, that Democrat should not be considered safe. All Democrats, liberal, moderate, conservative, must be challenged.
Well, the bottom line is, I think, Ms. Diamond, is they have no evidence. They have no grounds for impeachment. They have become the gang of not only the godless, but also the lawless. And what they're doing is not constitutional. They're not following the Constitution. That's why the White House is not cooperating with them. They are developing a strategy that's strictly a Democratic strategy to cause harm, ruin someone's reputation, and try to cause embarrassment. But they can't embarrass our president because he knows who he is. But this is totally outside of the boundary. I listened to Mark Levin last night, the great one. And he said they're going to be writing about the behavior of the Democratic Club as far as the history of America is concerned for a long time. This is unprecedented. This is unconscionable. This is wicked. This is vile, and this is vulgar. So I'm just, it's such a waste of human effort and a waste of our taxpayer dollars. What they should all do is stop receiving a salary if the thing that they want to concentrate on is invalidating the votes of 63 or 70 million Americans. Protecting the Democrats, I don't think they can do that because the Democrats have exposed how godless they are. Even those running for president have exposed how un-American they are. They're more concerned with taxpayers paying for transgender transformations, Elizabeth Warren, and abortions, and Berserk O'Rourke talking about churches need to lose their tax exempt if they don't change how they accept homosexual behaviors. I mean, these people are so lawless, so godless, and so outside the bounds of just being normal.
I want to pick up on that Democratic debate very quickly. Number one, you had a supposedly 10-year-old who said he's transgender or she's transgender. No, nine. There is no 9 or 10-year-old child who can really make that decision. They don't barely know their foot from their arm. So they're going to know at 9, I want to be transgender. That's BS. That should not be encouraged. And psychologists, certified psychologists from in this country have said transgenderism is a form of mental illness. That's number one. But as far as Beto O'Rourke saying churches need to lose their tax-exempt status, I noticed he didn't extend that to mosque. Will he tell mosque, you're going to lose your tax-exempt status if you don't perform same-sex marriage? See, this is the problem with the leftists. They attack the Judeo-value
values. They hate it. They hate it.
They hate it. They don't bring in Islam. They don't, which is still today, having slaves, treating women like second-class citizens, beheading people. They don't criticize Islam, but they will make it a point to criticize Judeo-Christian values.
That's why they don't have an American flag when they have the debates or whatever.
Exactly.
They detest it.
Exactly. Now, I want to talk, going back to this quote-unquote impeachment inquiry. One of the reasons the Democrats have not taken a vote, they may get the votes of all the Democrats, is because once they take the vote in the House and the House votes for the impeachment inquiry, that means that Republicans will have subpoena power. They can cross-examine witnesses and all of that. What the Dems are trying to do is have an impeachment inquiry in secret. Why the secrecy? You are trying to impeach, remove a sitting and duly elected president of the United States. There should be a great deal of transparency. For example, former special envoy to the Ukraine, Kurt Volker, had to testify in secret, and the Democrats are only leaking parts of his testimony. Why won't they release the full transcript? Now, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says if it continues with the Dems and their secrecy, he's going to release the transcript. I wish he would, because Kurt Volker's testimony would not fit the media's nor the Democrats' narrative. Nothing wrong occurred on that phone call between President Trump and the president of the Ukraine, Zelensky.
And he said it.
Yeah.
I mean, enough of this is enough.
Exactly.
It really is enough.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, this is an embarrassment around the world.
Absolutely.
Here it is. Our president is trying to, and he's getting China to come to the table to renegotiate some of the trade deals and all of that so that Americans can be, you know, it can be more profitable for America and Americans. And here it is. He's involved in a lot of things, you know, trying to make sure our economy is going right and all of that. And these people, you know, the Nancy Pelosi's and all of them are doing, you know, this unconscionable thing, you know, trying to impeach a duly elected president.
One of the questions that's been raised on Twitter and maybe elsewhere is where were any whistleblowers when Obama sent, I don't think it was $150 billion by plane. I don't think it would fit in a plane. But he sent pallets of cash to Iran, which has been on our on the State Department sanctions list for God knows how long. Where were the whistleblowers then when Obama broke or breached our own U.S. sanctions law? There were no whistleblowers then. How could this whistleblower, who is not a whistleblower, say that he was frightened by the call to the Ukraine and his second or third hand information? President Trump released the transcript for the world to see, so there's no need for a whistleblower. If the Democrats are basing their whole impeachment on this alleged whistleblower who worked for Joe Biden, is a Democrat, may have been helped by Adam Schiff and his team to craft the whistleblower complaint, which means Adam Schiff, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, helped create the evidence, then he cannot prosecute the president. We don't do that in this country. In other words, a prosecutor, a district attorney, cannot help create the evidence and then use it to prosecute a defendant or the accused. So Adam Schiff, if it's true he helped craft the form, he met with the whistleblower, he has to step down. He cannot be the head of this impeachment inquiry. We do not do that in the United States. That was what they do in a banana republic,
Amen.
A third world, communist country, maybe the former Soviet Union. You do not do that in the United States. You cannot prosecute an American citizen with the evidence you helped to craft
Amen.
And put together.
Amen.
That is
Amen.
A clear conflict of interest. So Schiff, amongst other reasons why he should step down, he needs to step down from his quote-unquote impeachment inquiry. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, will not be able to protect Democrats in more red districts. Either they stand behind this impeachment inquiry and take a vote, or they don't. And Republicans should hold them to it. And Trump is right. Trump is a fighter. He is probably the most, I guess, rambunctious and strongest Republican president since Theodore Roosevelt in the early 20th century. I can't think of any other Republican president who has been as strong, forthright, and who's a kick-ass president than Theodore Roosevelt in early 1900s. This is who Trump is. Yes, he's a billionaire, but he was born and raised in New York City.
He went to construction sites,
so he wasn't sheltered. And yes, he said the other night in Minneapolis, he said this is a BS. He said the word. I'm not going to say it. This is a BS impeachment inquiry.
Right.
And ladies and gentlemen, yes, it is. It is absolutely a BS impeachment inquiry. If Republicans did to Obama what the Dems are trying to do to Trump, the media, academia, particularly constitutional scholars, would be hollering and hooting, and rightfully so. The president is entitled to due process under the Constitution.
Wow.
He is due to do his he is entitled to due process. Part of due process means you can confront your accuser. Now, the Democrats said, well, if the whistleblower has to testify, we're going to put him behind a screen. No. That is against the Constitution. If the whistleblower is confident, sure, correct, I heard this phone call, this is what I heard, he or she should have no problems taking the witness stand or whatever, however, testifying before Congress. The president is an American citizen, first and foremost. He is entitled to face his accuser.
And you know, people who are Democrats, and they've been loyal Democrats for years, they've been trained to hate without a cause. You know, they hate Trump, they hated Bush, you know, Reagan and all that. They need to really stop and think about how they've been trained. And they need to make a change in their lives now. Now is the time, because America is under attack by these left-leaning, godless people who, instead of trying to see if they can help California pull out of the dangerous situation that they're in. And I was just reading on the Drudge Report that a man who was on oxygen with COPD has died.
Wow.
You know, when you're on oxygen, you need that flowing into you. Otherwise, you cannot survive. Instead of them concentrating on the homeless in California, they're trying to impeach a president because he said, and the people requested him to drain the swamp. And you know what these people are showing me? These are the swamp dwellers. But those of you who have been loyal to the Democratic Party really need to think about being loyal to God. And if you don't believe in God, be loyal to your country. And stop voting for these people who don't give a hoot about whether you live or you die, as long as they can make more money and more money and more money. They have sold their souls for a dollar.
Absolutely.
And America needs patriots. America needs the support of everyone who has the privilege of voting in America to not support a gang of people who once, you know, it was a legitimate party at one time.
Right.
Even though there were a lot of races involved in the Democratic Party.
It's true.
It was legitimate. Right. We have people like John F. Kennedy. They need to stop supporting this party.
Hi, we have a caller. Please hold.
We have a call coming in. I don't know where our producer is, but you know, it's shameful what the Democratic Party is doing. It's very shameful, and it's not good for America. We have a call coming in. Please call back. Our producer stepped out for a moment. Please call back. And we thank you for your call. Just call back. He's in position, waiting for you to dial that number again. Ms. Diamond?
Absolutely. You know, it's really, the Democratic Party has really fallen down. You know, John F. Kennedy reportedly said about the CIA, because it had become so corrupt, and is still corrupt, but in the 1960s, he said, because the Bay of Pigs disaster, he'd like to splinter the CIA and splinter into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. And I feel that way about the Democratic Party.
Amen. Amen.
Callers coming in, please hold. Hello, who's on the line?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Dennis from Massachusetts.
Yes, Dennis of Massachusetts. How are you today?
Great. How are you? I just want to make the point that all these things that the Democrats are doing are a little more than a distraction. What they're really doing is capitalizing on the Trump hate that is out there.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if they're right or they're wrong. It doesn't matter. They're just feeding the fire.
Amen.
And the problem is our side is not doing anything to stop it.
Absolutely.
And I never understood that. They're not doing anything about the voter fraud.
That's true.
Have a great opportunity right now. Before the election, they have a super opportunity to do something, and they're not. And I want to go back to Ms. Diamond mentioned the fact that Obama sent these pallets of cash overseas.
Yes.
Well, I'm reading, it hasn't been proven yet, that he did a tour after he did that, and he collected his cut of that money.
Oh, yes.
To the tune of $115 million, okay? So I don't know if you've ever heard that before. But I'm just saying, everything that's happening today is a distraction from what's really going on. And Democrats are desperate to stay in power. They don't care about anything except power.
That's true.
The reason they need to be needed. Without people that need them, then they have no more power. See, so they're desperately trying to keep people needy.
Absolutely.
And that's what this is really all about.
That is absolutely that's true, because all they're concerned about is control and power. And they don't care about people,
exactly,
but you're right. They need victims. And what we're trying to do is awaken people to stop being the victims.
And people like you are thwarting them.
I know.
Right? You're educating people.
Absolutely. Every place we go, and every opportunity, we take advantage of it.
Yes, and the thing is, the trend that I'm seeing, this very well may be the perfect storm going into 2020, where people are finally starting to wake up and reject the Democrat Party.
Amen.
And re-elect Donald Trump in a landslide.
Amen, and that's what we're working toward. We're working toward that with every fiber of our bodies, because America is worth fighting for, you know, and we have to awaken people. And thank God that you stay on the money and you stay on the ball and you know what's going on, and you do a lot in your area, and please keep up the good work, Mr. Dennis.
Well, you do a lot more than me, but thank you. You keep it up, too.
And God bless you, and may God continue to bless America. Thank you so much for calling, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Amen. God bless. Oh, that was a nice call.
Yes, thank you, Dennis. We appreciate you and your support.
Yes.
And we'll be up in the Boston area November 3rd. You're going to be at the Spirit of America event.
Yes, yes.
At Lombardo's, which is at 6 Billings Street in Randolph, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Corey Lewandowski, who was the manager of Trump's campaign in 2016, will be one of the speakers. So will GOP chair in Massachusetts, Jim Lyons. So that should be a great event. And on November 7th, God willing, we will be at the Women for Trump event here in New Jersey. So that should be nice as well. Yes, Barbara, go ahead.
Oh, yes. No, I totally agree with, Dennis. You know, we have to do more. And we cannot become complacent, because we have to realize the whole motive behind the Democratic Party. Now, it's not to make America better.
No, it's not.
It's not to make sure our borders are secure.
Correct.
It's to stay in power, have control over people.
That's what it is.
And make more money. All of them have done very well. Obamas and them were not as rich as they are now.
Right.
Now they are millionaires.
Exactly.
And all of it, but the politics is their business. Mm-hmm. And they can't stand our president, because our president has his name on buildings because he was in construction, not because he was in politics. We're going to take a break. Don't forget, this is Our Urban Story. Give us your voice. Give us a call.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families, and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And we're back on the air. Hello, everyone. Today is Saturday, October 12th, 2019. Do we have Mr. Hal Shurtleff on the line?
You certainly do.
Hi, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
We greatly appreciate it. We know that you're very busy. So, Mr. Shurtleff, please tell us something about Camp Constitution, which you're the head of. We'd love to our audience to know about it.
Well, yes, I am the co-founder and director of Camp Constitution. It is a charitable trust, which we started in 2009. And among other things, we run a week-long family camp. Next year's camp will be in New Hampshire from July 19 to 24 at the Singing Hills Christian Camp. We have a publishing arm, a YouTube channel, a speakers bureau. We have a radio. We all have our own radio show,
Wow. Which
airs up in northern Maine and then on Podomatic. Let's see what else. We have a publishing arm, and we frequently appear as guests at various venues around the region. I'll be heading down to Pennsylvania next week to speak. speak at a Christian conference in Lancaster. And that last weekend, we were at a parade at a Tea Party gathering in Connecticut. And the weekend before that, we were in a parade in Rossendale, Massachusetts, which is a section of Boston. So we keep busy.
Yes, that sounds good. I mean, and you do some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things. And we're just so proud to be a part of what you do on the small scale that we are. Yeah, and you and your son were in that Straight Pride Parade.
That's right. And well, we were honored to escort you and your lovely daughter to the parade. We couldn't get into the parade. We were just a little bit late, but we were at the rally.
Yes, we were.
And it was, I guess the term surreal would be one of the best ways to explain it. Yeah. And on that same City Hall Plaza, a month later,
yes,
was the flag raising of Communist China. And
wow.
We were there. I was there with some friends and some of our Straight Pride Parade Super Happy for America friends to protest and do some outreach. And that was also surreal, especially when in the background of the City Hall Plaza where the flag was being raised was Faneuil Hall, which was known as the Cradle of Liberty. Mm-hmm. And Faneuil Hall was being some construction or, you know, doing some kind of rehab, and there was a gigantic flag.
Yes.
As you were looking at the communist flag raising, where Faneuil Hall, noted for its, you know, where speeches are made and a historical place, was the bloodstained flag of communist China.
Wow.
And this, I think, was the 10th year that the communist Chinese, a group in Boston called the Chinese Progressive Association, that word progressive can be interchangeable with socialism and communism. The
right.
word progress is a good word, but they stole it. The left stole that word.
Yes, they did.
Years ago.
It's true.
And there was lots of opposition, and it was a peaceful protest, unlike the Antifa and the left that usually protest with violence and hatred, throwing urine and excrement at people, and, you know, in the filthiest language, things you couldn't even barely be kidding and take pictures of some of these signs they had.
Yeah.
There was angry people there, but there was... No, there was one elderly man that got a little hot, and he crushed the guy and one of the communists in the face, and the communist swung at him but missed him by about 2 feet.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That was the
wow.
only violence, you know, the only thing that was
yes,
violence.
Yes.
Yeah. And what made it worse, it's at insult to injury, that a city councilor, a man named Edward Flynn, and a state senator from the town of Winthrop, which borders Boston, Joe Boncour, were both there speaking in favor of the 70th anniversary of the history of the Chinese communist takeover that beleaguered land. Now, in communist China, since Mao and his gang of ruthless murderers took over, millions, people estimate from 35 million to over 100 million. People, it's hard to tell exactly, were murdered by the regime.
Wow.
And today, the communist Chinese, they may not be as horrific as they have been, but they persecute Christians, they are engaged in organ harvesting. You have no right of assembly.
Yes.
You have no right of religion.
Yes.
And corporate America, like Google, and big city mayors, and governors are all on board with it. And the NBA, it's very interesting. Some of these athletes won't be the first ones to take a stance against social injustice and speak out against it. But when it comes to mass murder and persecution,
they're silent.
And billions of dollars, it's a little different story. So it shows their utter hypocrisy, that they are frauds.
Yes, they are.
And they're evil. Because it's one thing if you don't know what's going on.
Right.
You know, 1 year... they raised the communist flag, and I was trying to get a city councilor. He's no longer city councilor. I was trying to get him to pass a resolution condemning it, and he wouldn't do it.
Wow.
And I said, you know something? If you did it, you would get national recognition, the right kind of recognition. And I said, but if you don't do it, your city council should send an apology to Nazi Germany and say, we're sorry for ever condemning anything you've done, because we seem to be okay with what they do in China.
Amen.
And let's face it, Mao Zedong made Hitler look like a single A, minor league baseball player, you know, compared to what Mao has
done.
Yeah, particularly during the 50s and 60s under Mao Zedong.
60s, 70s.
Yeah, yep. Millions of Chinese died.
Yes.
During the Communist Revolution. You know, Mr. Shurtleff, we wanted to get your input also. Mm. You touched on the NBA. You know, they're so quick to condemn Donald Trump, President Trump. They're so, want to kneel and all this to try to say how America is so racist.
But they
won't
leave.
Yet they were silent, exactly. They're silent about the abuses in China, including internment camps for Muslims. I'm not a big fan of Islam, but that's still, it's something concerning that the Chinese are doing. The people in Hong Kong are risking their lives,
yes,
and our NBA cushioned millionaires couldn't give a damn, and they're bending to do what China wants. What are your thoughts on that? You expressed some of it, but I'm really outraged by it.
Well, you should be, and you know something? I've been a baseball is my favorite sport. Basketball would be second. They've lost a fan.
Right.
I'm not going to any more basketball games. I don't need to. They're not making much money off me anyway. That's what I said.
Yeah. Okay.
They're worried, oh, my goodness. We've lost Al Sherman. We're ruined. But I think a lot of people feel that same outrage. And, you know, guys like, what's his name? He used to play for the Cavaliers, the best guy in the league. He's all quick to denounce Trump.
Right.
And that's his right. He can do that.
LeBron James.
People should be allowed to do that.
Right.
LeBron James.
LeBron James. Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is that be consistent. If
exactly.
you're against, you know, look at Trump. They say Trump is a Nazi. I was at a gathering. I spoke to a group in Maine about a month ago. A lady comes in there and says, Trump is violating the First Amendment because he's calling people media fake news. That's a violation of the First Amendment.
That's so stupid.
He's coercing the First Amendment. I said, no, he isn't. I said, he has every right to criticize the media, just like I do and you do. I said, if he started arresting newspaper reporters and
that would be different.
Confiscating the printing presses and the computers, then you have an issue. And so that's what Nazis do. That's what communists do. But
absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so get off that notion that simply criticizing is somehow guilty of suppressing. But you see, in our country, China, they have what they call social credits. And these social credits is basically, you know, like a financial credit. You know, that you, if you don't pay your bills on time, your credit rating goes down and you can't get loans. They have social credit in communist China where you can be fired from your job. You can't get that better apartment or what have you.
Wow.
That's coming to this country. It's already here. You know, like our friend John Hugo with Super Happy Fun America. No bank would take them for their credit cards.
That's true.
They lost
right?
their website. They had to find another server. I think PayPal's banned them.
Yes,
and all these others.
Yes.
Because they're not. And what do they care? What I mean, it's one thing if they were violent terrorists. Then I can understand that. These guys, Americans are making a stance against cultural Marxism. What's the big deal? But it's become unpopular to do that. So you know, people say that, are we going to have a civil war? I think we're already in one. Not,
wow.
not like we had in the 1860s.
Right, right.
But it's a moral and cultural
it is.
Civil
it is.
War.
It is.
And unfortunately, the bad guys are winning so far. But... I think it's a question of that we definitely outnumber them, I believe.
That's true.
I think we can win a lot of people over if they realize what was really going on.
Absolutely.
I was just reading before I came on the show that some left-wing group in Maine is trying to shut down an office of ICE, the Immigration Customs Enforcement.
Enforcement, right.
Well, that's a conspiracy to commit crime.
Yes.
You know? And you know, a friend of mine from Boston, Dan McGonigal, we used to work together very closely over the years. He once said that if a United Nations occupying force came to Boston, that most of the state officials would welcome them as liberators.
Wow!
That a good percentage of them will actually join them.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, that's you know, I mean, if North Korea declared war against the United States, you think Michael Moore? What side will Michael Moore take?
Oh, I know.
What side would AOC take?
Exactly.
Oh,
we know what side they would take.
Absolutely.
We know they would take the side of North Korea.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I want your take, if you will, on the impeachment process, because to me, this is a farce. This is a sham, a scam. I mean, the so-called whistleblower worked for Joe Biden, is a registered Democrat. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Adam Schiff, met with the whistleblower before the complaint was filed, may have worked with the whistleblower. Have you, because you're an expert, you are a subject matter expert in American history. What is your take? Is this unlike any other quote-unquote impeachment inquiry we've ever seen as a nation?
No.
Well, Andrew Johnson was impeached by what they call the radical Republicans because he was vetoing certain bills. There was a certain element. See, Abraham Lincoln said, let's bind the nation's wounds. But the radical Republicans wanted to treat the South as occupied territory. And Johnson, who had been a Democrat from Tennessee, wasn't of that mindset. So simply vetoing, which is his prerogative as president, the president is supposed to be able to either approve of bills or veto them. And if then they go back to the House and Senate, and they can be overridden, but you need two-thirds. So it's kind of hard to override a veto, but it can be done.
Right.
So that was a major reason why he was impeached. Mm. And I think if he was impeached, we may have lost our nation.
Wow.
Because there was an element that that's rather, they were hardcore socialists. Okay. They weren't nice people, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. Now, Bill Clinton was also impeached, and he was, of course, not removed from office. A lot of people have the term confused. Under Article 2 of the Constitution, it talks about the process for impeachment. The House of Representatives votes for impeachment, and all you need is a simple majority, 51%. And then they have a trial. And the trial, the Senate acts as a jury, and the Supreme Court justice presides over that, and they hear the facts. They subpoena witnesses and what have you. And now with Clinton's, they got him on this Monica Lewinsky.
Right.
But that was just, that was just smokescreen. He was engaging in trades with Communist China, giving them high-end technology.
Right.
L'Oreal space tech. I mean, it was dirty stuff. That wasn't on the table. That was taken off the table, and it made it just like, you know, that he used the White House for sexual, had sexual, that could have compromised, whatever. And then he walked from that, and that was that. So there was only been two presidents ever impeached. Now, usually when you impeach a president, and the only thing when you do impeach is removal from office. You can't go to jail.
Okay.
Now, a president could still be held liable for crimes he may have committed, but that would be after he leaves office. So if he's impeached, then he would, you know, simply be removed from office, and the vice president becomes president, and then the vice president, who is now the president, will have to appoint a new vice president, and you need this consent of the Senate, and I think that's the 25th Amendment. I think simple majority. I have to double check on that. It only happened one time when Nixon resigned, and then Ford, who was vice president, became president.
Correct, right.
Nelson Rockefeller.
Right.
So I think it's a hard role. I think that even if the House does impeach him, they need two-thirds of the Senate. And there's a lot of dirt. These Democrats are so dirty.
Oh,
they are very
goodness.
Dirty.
That stuff's all going to come to light.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, it's whether you like Trump or not, you know, Trump has his issues. And, as a constitutionalist, I'll point, a few of these out. However, he was not the candidate that was supposed to win.
Exactly. That's the problem.
For Hillary, it was supposed to be, in my opinion, Jeb Bush against Hillary, and then Hillary would have trounced Jeb Bush.
Absolutely.
And you would have had this another 8 years of unmolested deep
of Obama
activity. And these people are part of they can have their deals and their little side issues.
Absolutely.
And there'd be no accountability. But it didn't
Absolutely.
Happen. And you see, there's a number of Republicans that are part of the problem, too.
Yes.
In fact, what happened in Syria, so you've got these, what we call them neocons, which really is not the right term, neoconservatives. They love intervention all over the world.
Yeah.
And Trump's platform, and he hasn't held up to it as much as he should, he said, we're not supposed to be the soldiers of the world. We're
Absolutely.
Not supposed to be spending billions of dollars in the Middle East.
Yes.
I'm sorry, there are some people that might, not like that, but look at the U.S. Constitution, and you tell me where the president has the power to send troops all over the world without a declaration of war.
Exactly.
And, I mean, you look at from Korea, we fought under U.N. auspices. We're still there.
Wow. Right.
Vietnam, right. We fought under another U.N. adjunct called the Southeast East Asia Treaty Organization, and we lost. We should have won that war in 6 months.
Absolutely.
Victory was never the objective. And we lost 56,000 Americans and then thousands more. You know, they came home with all kinds of issues and billions of dollars.
Absolutely.
And a demoralized military.
And we can thank John Kerry for that, too.
John Kerry and Jane Fonda and all,
yes, all of them
were hardcore pro-communists. They're all green, too. You ever notice? They're all big advocates of the environment. With their mansions and their private jet planes and their carbon footprints. They call them watermelons, green on the outside, red on the inside.
But that's about the size of it. But you know what? The bottom line is, I sum them up very simply. You have the godless and you have those of us who fear God. The godless, I don't care if it's whatever. It can be communism, Marxism, Islamism. All of them are clumped together. They are related because they serve the same God. And they're anti-Christian.
The enemy they've infiltrated the church. Not any specific church. Most of the mainline Protestant denominations will fly the rainbow flag.
Yes, they will.
And the transgender flag. You won't see a U.S. flag there.
No.
And you go in there and you won't hear the Bible. You won't hear the gospel preached, but you'll hear all about social justice. And
oh, my goodness,
God
Jesus
is a homosexual and so wasn't, John the Baptist and all. And that's the kind of stuff you're getting.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I mean,
there's no denying that.
Could you imagine if the adulteress of the world had our own flag? And demanded social justice. We're born this way. We demand.
I know.
You've been persecuting us. And you used to execute adulterers and put us in jail. And some of us are shot by the husbands and wives and what have you. We demand social justice.
Right,
why not? I mean, why is one sin better than another?
That's true.
It's true. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Shurtleff. And if people want to find out information about Camp Constitution, where should they go?
They can go to our website, campconstitution.net.
Okay.
They can go to our Facebook page, Camp Constitution, and our events. And we have a great event coming up November 1st. This incredible lady referred to as Barbara from Harlem. I hope you know anything about her.
Exactly.
She'll be speaking at our luncheon.
Oh, that's wonderful.
In Reading, Massachusetts. And then she'll be speaking in Randolph.
Yes.
Which is on the South Shore on Sunday. And I'm going to be at that event, too. I just got my ticket.
Excellent.
And I'm going to have an information table. And you'll be there with Corey Lewandowski.
Absolutely.
And there's somebody else.
Jim Lyons.
There's a third speaker. And I can't.
Jim Lyons.
Oh, Jim Lyons. He's the Massachusetts Republican.
Yes.
Chairman.
Sure.
Yes.
Right.
So, go to our website for that information. And I really appreciate the time you've given me to be on the show.
And we will have you back on. I want to dig a little deeper into you. Did great. Thank you so much for the information on the impeachment.
Right.
Very informative, very enlightening. I want to bring you back on in maybe a couple of months to talk a different part of American history because you're a subject matter expert.
I want to ask one question. Did they remove the Chinese communist flag? Did I read someplace that it was taken down?
Well, it would only be there for a day or two.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So it's not up there permanently.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Thank
you. And we have a lawsuit. It's the city of Boston denied us a permit, Camp Constitution, to fly the Christian flag.
Wow.
And that lawsuit's in court. They say it's not approved government speech, but they approved the communist speech.
They approved the communist.
So,
absolutely.
That tells you something about.
Absolutely.
And we were going to have, and we think we were going to have our dear friend Reverend Stevie Craft, give her talk about at this ceremony the need for racial reconciliation because we know the enemies of our country are pushing race hatred.
Yes, they are.
It works very well for them, causing
absolutely
division.
Absolutely.
And that's one thing that God hates. He says it's an abomination.
Yes, it is.
Strife among brothers, and the left does a very good job of it.
Yes, they do. Well, you know, thank you so very much. Go ahead.
You can find it if you just did a search for Boston Bands Christian American flag, you'll find some great articles. World Net Daily and Liberty Counsel, God bless that great organization that's taken the case for us.
All right, darling. Thank you so very much, and we want to do this again. God bless you, and may God continue to bless America. This is
Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.